Fabulous. We're going to start with an opening prayer this evening. And tonight, I thought we would work with the Great Invocation. Now, according to the Lucis Trust, the Great Invocation is a world prayer translated into over 80 languages and dialects. And it was given to Alice Bailey in April in 1945 in a message for all people of goodwill by her master, Dwal Cool. The Lucis Trust say that the beauty of the Great Invocation lies in its simplicity and in its expression of certain central truths, the truth of the existence of a basic intelligence to whom we vaguely give the name God, the truth that behind all outer seeming, the motivating power of the universe is love, the truth that a great individuality called by Christians, the Christ, came to earth and embodied that love so that we could understand it, the truth that both love and intelligence are effects of what is called the will of God, and finally, the self-evident truth that only through humanity itself can the divine plan work out. Now, I know that some have recently suggested that the Great Invocation is outdated and have therefore endeavoured to change it. But personally, I don't think that this is so. Personally, I think that now more than ever, it's the perfect invocation to not only call upon the light that we need to help heal the world and restore peace and unity here, but also the invocation that we need for ourselves to remind us of the importance and power of our spiritual path. So this evening, we will be using the original version. So if you would like to close your eyes, please, and take a few deep breaths. And if you'd like to repeat the words after me, and we'll say them through maybe two or three times in order to fully embed their energy in our evening. So close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and speak these words after me. From the point of light, within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love, within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center, where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little will of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Now just sit and listen, and I'll speak the prayer for us all, and you just focus on the words. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known Let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the centre which we call the race of man, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let this then be so. So mote it be. Amen. Okay, you can open your eyes now, people. So because of the recent events that have happened throughout the world of late, from wildfires to hurricanes to the tragic events still unfolding in Afghanistan, I thought it would be appropriate for us to offer an earth healing meditation today, after which we will have a small channeling from spirit. So if you would like to get nice and comfortable, the healing meditation that we're going to use, it can be done alone, but it can also be done in groups by connecting with the cosmic ascended master Sanat Kumara. Now I'm going to just show you some pictures of Sanat Kumara. Sanat Kumara is a cosmic ascended master, the consciousness of the earth, an energy that spreads over the planet, serving as a kind of translator and messenger from the earth spirit Gaia to mankind, a little akin to the function played by the archangel Metatron for God. After the healing, I'll go straight into the channeling from Sanat Kumara. Here's just a few pictures of Sanat Kumara. This one I quite like. This one, I think, looks a little bit like Danny LaRue, who was a British drag queen. It's a very strange image. This one I quite like, apart from the extraordinarily large eyes. And this is the Aurasoma version of Sanat Kumara and his consort, Venus Kumara, who is the consciousness of the planet Venus. But nevertheless, interesting images. This being the most traditional, I think, this being a modern day version of that. And this, I suppose, you know, the more I look at it, actually, I do quite like it because it's very non-binary. And as Sanat Kumara is the consciousness of the planet, who's to say that that consciousness is not a perfect balance of masculine and feminine energy. Okay, so you get yourselves nice and comfortable. I'm going to put on a nice piece of music. This is one of Andrew's compositions. It is called Earth Healing, and I think you can find it for free download on our library page. Why is there no noise? Oops. Oh, there we go. Okay. So, if at all possible for this meditation, it's better that some part of you is in contact with the ground. So, whether that's your feet touching the floor, whether you are sat on the floor, whether you want to lay on the floor, if neither of these things are possible, then simply focus on extending your energy downwards through the central energy channel, through the root chakra, into the planetary body. Close your eyes then. Take a few deep breaths. Take a few moments to relax your shoulders, your neck, your hands and feet. Breathe in and out a little deeper and focus on the sound of my voice. Focus your attention on the contact that you have with the earth and extend your awareness through it, deep and deeper still, into the planetary body. Imagine your consciousness journeying down, 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 deep and deeper into the dark earth beneath you, like the roots of a tree, venturing far and wide into the body of the Great Mother. As your consciousness descends deep and deeper still into the darkness, you begin to become aware of a great luminous wave, a band of energy and color rising to greet you as you descend to greet it. This energy being the cosmic ascended master, Sanat Kumara, the bridging consciousness of the planet. As you meet this energy, it embraces you and merges with you, making adjustments to your consciousness and vibration, aligning you more and more with the planetary mother, the planet Earth, upon which you rest and live. You are now becoming more and more connected. And as you do so, you begin to feel the heartbeat of the planet all around you, the deep energy of the Earth, silent, still, beautiful, powerful, delicate, ancient. You become aware of her needs and requirements, her vulnerability and strength, her weakness and power. You become aware of how you can help her practically through those simple and yet powerful things that you might do in your everyday, and also what you can do for her energetically through the healing energy that you can channel into her form. Open your mind. Let it be filled with images of places nearby and far that are in need of help. Let your heart reach out to them. Let your heart reach out to the Great Mother herself. Be keen and generous in offering help and assistance, love and appreciation in any way that you can. Now, part of your consciousness begins to reach upwards, back through the deep darkness of the earth, towards your body, resting upon it in meditative repose. Rising from the floor beneath you, your consciousness continues to soar up through your body and out through the top of your head, flowing along the line of energy that rises from your form, connecting you to the higher spheres and spiritual energies above. Here, your consciousness connects not only to the energy and awareness of your higher self, but also to the energy of the spiritual hierarchy which waits above you. The masters, the archangels, the divine, beings of light who reach down to align with your consciousness and begin to pour into and through you brilliant, dazzling light. Light intended for the planet, to help her with her healing, to help her with her preparation for ascension, to help her in her efforts, to help all those upon her who are in need. Your consciousness now begins to slowly descend, trailing the light given from the masters and your higher self like a brilliant comet, down, 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 sinking back into and through your body, gathering speed as it falls, passing through your form back into the ground beneath you, down, down, deep into the dark earth, returning to that part of your consciousness still connected to the Great Mother, and through it, pouring into the heart of the planet the brilliant light to the spiritual hierarchy and your soul. The light pours deep and wide, down and out through the planetary claw, and the Great Mother receives it with love and thanks, through the body of the Earth, which drinks it deeply, through the surface of the planet, out to rock and stone and tree, and stream and river and lake, to sea and ocean, to mountain and forest, and to all those who reside upon it, vegetable, animal, mineral, and human. Rest in this state of surface for a moment, the channel, the vessel, the lightning rod, carrying the divine energy and the light of the masters and the divine down into the body of the planet, healing, cleansing, energizing, feeding the mother with all that she needs. And hear through me spoken, her words offered to you now. All are loved. All are welcome. There is no judgment held here. I am a mother, created to give, created to sustain, to nurture and feed the all without question. I give of myself, of my body and my spirit, all of me, to feed those I love, to protect and harbor them, to nurture and sustain them. And once, where this was something that I and I alone could do, now I need your help. For there are more than there have ever been before, and there is greater need than even I can meet. And the ravages of time, taken on my body, have diminished my power. And so, as much as I call upon you for all of those others, be them animal, elemental, tree or stone, river, lake, stream or man, I also humbly call upon your help for myself, that I might endure, that I might live, and in living continue to be the mother that I was created to be. Do what you can. Send thoughts, send light, send healing. Do what you can in your world, and remember that no act is too small. Everything is welcome and plays its part to aiding the world in its renewal. And finally, I ask that you endeavor to emulate the nature of the world in which you live, a world that gives without judgment, that is ever open-hearted, that welcomes all, that does not see or acknowledge the boundary of county or country or culture or religion. A world that sees only children in need of love. And so through me and on your own, let that part of you that is love shine out into the world and heal those in need. After some time, the light begins to ebb and slow and stop. And you feel the love of the mother all around you, thankful and appreciative for the gift of healing that you have given. You feel the masters surrender their connection with you, their light and consciousness ascending back to the realms of the divine, the angels by their side. And slowly too, your consciousness now begins to float back to the surface of the planet, passing once again through the luminous layer of light that is Sanat Kumara, who helps to disentangle you from the planetary consciousness and return and restore you back to your body. You ascend. You float. You rise. Back into your body. Back into your room. Breathe in. Breathe out. Take a few moments to ground and center yourself, to feel the earth solidly beneath you, the chair beneath you. Protect yourself in your usual way. Take a few more deep breaths to assure that you are properly returned. And slowly and gently, in your own time when you're ready, open your eyes and return. Okay, so I'm going to stop the recording now because we're going to move on to the message part of the evening. But as I say, everything that we've recorded up until this point in time, you'll be able to download directly from the Sunday Angel Service page.